for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
The industry really has an opportunity to take leadership on this.
That's David Gray, Consulting Projects Manager with World Perspectives, Inc. out of Arlington, Virginia. And one of their main issues they're following, traceability and animal ID.
There's some folks out there, and certainly a lot of the folks we talk to as part of our qualitative discussions feel that the U.S. is already behind, has fallen behind in the traceability and animal ID space. Now, again, there's a lot of private initiative. There's a lot of folks who've invested in this voluntarily. So the question is, you know, how do we find those lanes where we can get a critical mass to talk about this discussion with a shared framework and a shared understanding of how we can best approach it?
Greg says new animal disease strategy is still dependent on traceability, and the U.S. government needs to play a big part in that.
Government is certainly identified as a partner up and down the value chain, a partner on the side of, obviously, trade negotiation. The government plays a key role in that, and if the industry can help provide government with another tool, excellent. But I think that the animal disease side is very important, and we have some data that shows that the industry clearly sees government as a partner and a stakeholder in this, especially when it comes to mitigating the impacts of animal disease and using a traceability system or systems as an insurance policy.
Of course, traceability does not stop an outbreak,
but it will mitigate the impact.
So what should the American cattle industry do now as they step up to animal traceability and ID?
Yeah, just, you know, the industry has an opportunity to take leadership on this and identify best practices and push the discussion forward in such a way that while this window of opportunity exists, find the best approach to benefit and maximize the competitive advantage of the industry.
That's David Gregg, consultant with World Perspectives, Inc. Now let's get a social media update with Patrick.
Yeah, so Bill, social media is important in the livestock industry.
It's all about being engaging and making those connections online.
That's Katie Kemp speaking about an online community called Cattle Tales, which is a place for anyone sharing stories about their role in the cattle industry. Whether you're a bootmaker, a rancher, or a worker on a feedlot, even dairy cattle, and that glass of milk. Cattle impact our lives on different fronts. Again, that's Cattle Tales. Spelled T-A-L-E-S, Katie Kemp.
There is a lot of efforts out there for ag education. We want to live in the connection world and have that engagement.
And it all comes down to hashtag CattleTales.
The hashtag works on any of the social media platforms.
Even on Facebook.
You do have to have a public profile on Facebook and a public post, but it does work the same searchable feature as it does on Twitter and Instagram.
Again, that's hashtag CattleTales, C-A-T-T-L-E-T-A-L-E-S.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Jim McCann is a fifth-generation Missouri cattleman, very active in the Sustainable Beef Program by NCBA.
I'd much rather be at the table than on the menu. That's how we're going to stay in business. We're overcoming all kinds of stuff in world export. China's not far from opening completely up, and that's a whole lot of beef eaters over there. They just don't have any beef yet. And through a lot of efforts from NCBA, the cow that stole Christmas in 2003, the BSE cow, we have now got Japan back to the point that they were in 2003 when they shut us completely off because of a Canadian cow that came down here and had BSE.
McCann said the Sustainable Beef Program covers a lot of territory.
We have to be involved in all of the health care, all of the protocols involved in everything to do with that piece of beef that's going to end up on somebody's plate.
For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.